My name is Harri Huhtamäki. I'm the head of the radio atelier in the Finnish Broadcasting Company.
What is the Finnish word for feature? It's called feature at the International Feature Conference.
We don't have any real word for that. Sometimes we're using the English version, feature. In Finnish, but nobody understands what it means. So we usually call our programs just atelier program.
An atelier, what is it? Is it a time slot in a Finnish program?
Yeah, we have 1 hour on Friday night and 1 hour on Sunday afternoon, which means that it's a one program repeated on Sunday afternoon.
And what are the main issues?
We don't have any limits with the issues or the content or the form. It's hard to say what it is, but it's much more easier to say what it's not. So we are not producing any pure music, we are not producing any talk programs, not any magazine programs, not any drama, not news, not current affair things. But then the rest is free. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it's kind of a meta concept. So you can use every type of radio sound, not particularly in one program, all of them, but kind of a trying to figure out what would be the way of catching listeners via listening. So the listening process itself has to be something which is then catching you. So it's in a way like, when you listen to the music, it's not always the music itself, but the process of listening which is pleasing you.
Have you, positively speaking, a definition or something what you could say what feature in Finland means?
Not precisely. Atelier programs are, in a way, if you stereotype that, taking it into a cliché, how the Finnish atelier program sounds, it's long, it takes time. If there are words, they are usually spoken not very loud. You recognize it immediately because of the sound. And then those people who are really like to listen to those programs, they are fond of things like that you never know what's coming the next program, because they vary so much from each other. Mm. And the topics can be anything. Mm.
Can you give me some examples of the program? What have you the next weeks?
Well, like the last week program was about wartime childhood of the little children, of Finnish children in Sweden, because they were brought there because of the war, and Sweden wasn't in the war, so there were like 40,000 little kids, a couple of years. And it's kind of a simple thing, mother just telling the thing. And then it's about Amazon. No words, it's only sounds and music, about the jungle area Brazil. And it's not recorded in Amazon area. It's totally recorded in the studio. So it's, I mean, can be anything. Can be a philosophical thing, sociological issues. But you have to put it then in a kind of an acoustic form so that it's for the ears and not for the eyes.
Can you tell me something of the way of producing features in Finland?
All the authors are freelancers, except me. So when they have the idea, and when I'm accepting that as an idea, then I'm guiding him or her through the whole thing, writing or collecting the sound material, recording things. And then when that process is done, then you get the studio time. And the studio time is 1 week, not more. So you have to do the editing and mixing in 1 week, including the recording the narrators and things like that.
And you have a director, or is the author the director?
It depends. I mean, you can direct it by yourself if you want to, and if you are able to do that, or somebody else is doing the directing part of it.